Premiership player. We look forward to chatting to him as well. But lots of news kicking around, Damo, and this next guest is right in the middle of most of it.
Yeah, he is, and there's people who do meetings, and then there's this man, Paul Marsh, the head of the AFL Players Association, now been in Queensland for about 3.5 weeks, and I don't think anyone in the entire country has had more meetings than Paul Marsh. As we say hello, thank you for joining us on Triple M Footy today. Paul, just the many issues still yet to have a resolution on going out of 2020 into 2021, that the list sizes from a club perspective and the ultimate TPP attached to the list sizes is the key one. Are we getting closer as an industry to knowing what the list size number will be next year?
Firstly, g'day, guys. Thanks for having me. Look, yeah, we're working through it with the AFL at the moment. We do have a CBA that runs for another 2 years, and where we're at is we're just working through a review of it with the AFL. So, we've had some discussions. We've got a bit of work still to go. Understand that, we want to get this done so everyone's got some certainty, but we're not there yet.
Do you concede that 2021 will have lesser players per club on list?
Oh, yeah, possibly. I mean, I think, as you just alluded to off the top, Damo, I've been around now and I've seen every playing group in the last week and a half. I think that there's a discussion to be had around that. I don't think if we do make some change, it'll be a big one. But as you also said, it is linked to TPP, and that's something that we are still working through. So I think whatever deal we do, the two of them will need to be done at the same time, and that's what we're working through.
Sure. You've clearly now got your own eyes and ears on what hub life is like. I know you've been out to the other hubs away from the one you're staying in yourself, but do you feel, Paul, and are the players prepared and at least aware in the backs of their minds that there may be a requirement in some form for hubs to be part of the 2021 season already?
I bloody hope not, but I think we're in a position where, obviously the situation in Victoria is getting better, and being up here, as you'd be feeling as well, COVID doesn't even feel like a thing up in Queensland at the moment, and it's probably the only thing we're talking about in Melbourne. So there's certainly hope that we're not going to be in this position, but clearly if we get to a point next year where there's no other options, then we need to work through it, and I think we'll need to work through some of the lessons from this year, because I think, there has been some issues this year, and I think we could improve it if we had to go again, but let's hope we're not there.
Sure. AFLW, there's so much unknown around that as well. What is it that you can tell our listeners today in terms of how that will look? And is it a guarantee that in order to get the season away, that AFLW2 will have to go into a hub life?
Yeah, look, it's another issue that we're working through with the players and the AFL. At the moment, we are aiming to get started with the pre-season as per normal, and we're trying to schedule a normal home and away season. But again, it's going to depend on where the governments are at and whether we can actually do it. Hubs are a possibility, and we've been working through that with the players. I think an important point here is that AFLW players, nearly all of them work and or study. So we'll need to make sure if we get to that point that they get as much notice so that, if we are going to get into that, we're not actually preventing them from working or we're compensating them if that's where we need to get to. So, look, there's so much uncertainty in the industry at the moment that you've got to sort of plan for a whole lot of different options. And clearly we'd like to have a normal season, but if we can't, then hubs are a possibility.
And the soft cap coming back, Paul, so that clubs have got far less to pay their staff, is that a concern to you because of the welfare that your players have been used to they mightn't get in the future?
Yeah, it is. In some respects, it's a bit of a conflict of interest for us because we're also trying to negotiate the best pay deal we can for the players. And, if you've got a lower soft cap, there's more there for the players. But on the flip side, every playing group wants to be looked after, and well-being is a really important part of it. So, I think the industry's gone pretty hard on the soft cap, and I know a lot of people think we've probably gone too far in that respect.
I actually think the players have done an amazing job in this last 16-week period. Firstly, having the season cancelled and having to go off on their own and maintain fitness standards and skin folds and all the rest of it, and then to come back and Paul, if you'd have said to me 11 clubs are going to hub, that's around 400 players, and we're only going to have the tiny bit of indiscretion we've had with the Richmond situation and a couple of other tiny little bits and pieces. But, you know, I would have said that was close to a recipe for disaster, and yet I reckon the players have handled it really well.
Yep, I do too. I think it's nice to hear someone with a bit of sensible perspective on this issue, because, I mean, I think they've been unbelievable this year. They've done pretty much everything asked of them. You know, they've kept the industry afloat by getting out there and doing what they've done. And, yeah, we've had a couple of issues, but none of them have been, you know, massive in the scheme of things. So I'm really proud of what the players have done this year.
Spot on, Paul. Billy here, mate. Speaking of well-being, Sydney Stack and Coleman Jones, unfortunately, a couple of those. You're obviously still in touch with those. And how are those boys? Because, you know, the media goes hard for a few days, us being in the media go hard, and then we actually forget about them.
Yeah, I mean, the club doesn't forget about them and we don't forget about them. And I think, you know, the guys are, you know, we're obviously embarrassed and it's been a difficult time for them. But as best I know, they're going okay. And I'm sure they'll be looking forward to getting back amongst their teammates, you know, when the pre-season starts.
Paul, what are the players saying to you when it comes to the quarter length for next season?
I'd probably mixed views on this. I think if you there's probably a direct correlation between age of player and their response on this. So the older guys probably like it slightly shorter, but maybe not as short as 16. The younger blokes probably like it a bit longer. But I think, you know, where we would like it to get to is probably somewhere in between where we've got to this year and what's traditional. So about 18 minutes, I think, would be right. So I don't think it's been a terrible thing, but obviously scoring's been impacted this year, and I think that's probably something that needs to be looked at.
Okay, and one more from me when it comes to length of issues for next year. The length of the season itself, do you expect it to return to a 22-week season, or is there going to be a variation around that?
Yeah, that's all part of the conversation around the CBA. I think, you know, what we all need to do at the moment is keep an open mind to how we come out of this stronger, and that's what we're focused on at the moment. So we, you know, we're certainly not against looking at the length of the season. You know, we do have some financial issues as an industry at the moment, and the games are where you're going to get, you know, you're going to get your biggest kicks. So that's a conversation that we're having with the AFL.
So possibly more than the 22? Is that what you're alluding
to?
I'm not
ruling anything out. I mean, I think it's a good conversation, and I think we should be having these types of conversations right now, whether it's about length of season or any other issues or ideas to improve what we're doing. So that's where a lot of our focus is at the moment.
What would be the ceiling on a game number?
I don't know the answer to that, Domo, but there's lots of discussions to be had, and, you know, given you work at AFL House, I'm sure you'll get a good handle on it pretty quickly.